Commercial free on Music Hour rolling through here. It's 9:17. Blake and Eva show. Todd's here from News Center, Maine, who's still gloating about his citizenship test win.
If he sends me one more GIF of some bald eagle or American apple pie.
Right.
American. Yeah,
and it was only by one question. It was a tie.
I'd say no.
It was a tie.
I'm such a jerk.
We had a tiebreaker.
No, that's okay. If I did it, I'd be doing it to you, believe me.
But you guys both did really well.
Well, I mean, you.
I think both of you got 9 out of 9.
Yeah.
On the 10 questions.
Yeah, we got 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
And Eva actually got 2/3 of the 10th question right. She only got 1/3 of the 10th question wrong because it was named 3 states and she named 2.
I know. God. And I had Maryland written down. I crossed it out and wrote Maine. And I thought, I don't remember Maine being in the colonies, but God, I mean, it's an old state. But,
right, we're in New England, you know?
Right, so, okay.
Yeah, that's one of the, right, the whole Maine.
Did you know, Blake, all those answers?
Yeah, but I was a nerd in college. I had a political science minor.
Oh, is that why you know all that stuff? Yeah. We'll be like, talking about one of the politics stories going on. He'll be like, well, the representative of the legislature needs to first vote on blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, he just rips it off. Cup of coffee.
Yeah, exactly. See you later. You keep talking over there, buddy.
Right. Yeah. All right, smarty pants.
Right.
Isn't it kind of freaky to think about, though, that the majority of Americans could not pass the citizenship test? And we, you know, especially with all the talk about immigration these days, and then we don't even know our own stuff.
Right.
You know, it's kind of sad.
How many is passing? Is it?
I think
seven?
You have to get 60%.
60%.
I think the actual test is like 100 questions.
Oh, there's more than 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I went through a practice test.
So you randomly did it. Okay.
Yeah. And well, I picked out ones that were like, you know, that I thought you guys would do well on that weren't like too vague.
Sure.
Because one of them is like, you know, what type of economy is the U.S.?
Capitalist.
Right.
Yeah.
I think you've got the test from the same thing I studied from.
You could also say market economy.
Okay.
Right. So mine were multiple choices. I did really well on it last night. But I did screw up a couple, so.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
So now I feel, yes, we know. Now I feel like I'm up to date on this. I bet you think people can name all the Kardashians, but they can't name, you know.
I cannot do that.
That is sad, though. That's probably
right,
true.
It's pop culture.
I tell you what, I actually got to witness a naturalization ceremony for immigrants who became citizens.
Really?
It was one of the most powerful things I've ever seen.
It was
really cool. And it was, and I'm totally name dropping here, but it was when I was in college, I worked for the college TV station, and Senator Ted Kennedy would come and tape his little TV show that ran on like the cable access channels.
Right.
Wow. He'd come tape it at Emerson where I went.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on to the USS John F. Kennedy, which was a carrier, an aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
And it was about to be decommissioned, and it was for Ted Kennedy's TV show. So I walked around with like a sailor, who was pretty cute, by the way, on the USS John F. Kennedy to get a tour of the aircraft carrier.
Right.
And you know, I mean, I was in college, you know, so I wasn't really like out and like confident. Like nowadays I'd be like flirty, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But in like a, you know, a professional way. But,
sure.
You know, but then I was just like, oh, my God, I'm on a boat full of sailors. You know, it's like, you know.
I've been dreaming about this for years.
And don't smile too big, though.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got a tour and we walked through the mess hall and stuff.
Right.
And then we walked through the bunks, too. And I was like, eyes forward, you know. But then I got to see, Ted Kennedy, the senator from Massachusetts, you know, he was alive, and he did a swearing-in ceremony for a bunch of naturalized citizens on board the John F. Kennedy, the ship named after his brother.
Oh.
It was pretty powerful, and there were all these people, and they were crying, you know, they were so excited to become citizens, you know, it was really cool.
It's cool because they really want to be citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It was like, it was the American dream, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just walking around going, God, these uniforms really are cute.
Too late for me to sign up?
Yeah. I think that was when I discovered skinny pants because
Where
those sailors have some good skinny pants. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, right. So how often do you guys shower? Where is that?
Everyone showers, by the way.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if I got kicked off for being a creepy little college kid? That was like my last day working for the Ted Kennedy show.
Right.
Yeah. All right, 9:22. Todd's got your News Center Maine forecast.
Can I give a quick shout out,
yes,
by the way? So remember last week, Valentine's Day, the bandit, he didn't give a heart to the new center main.
Yes,
building,
and you were
all that.
Very upset.
And I was very upset. Well, the ladies from Casco Bay Eye Care, who say they listen to the coast every morning and they love all of us, they sent me a heart, and it came in the mail, and all the ladies, you know, signed it. It's so sweet. So I just wanted to give him a shout out. Made my day.
I think if it's
gals.
The same one that I used to go to, shout out to Debbie. She's the tough cookie runs
is
that
Debbie
off.
On the list here? Yes, Debbie's on the
Debbie
list.
Debbie is.
There you go.
Debbie,
yep.
Gina, Genesee, Vivi, Courtney, Kaylin, Eileen, and Teresa.
Yeah.
Wow. Hi, gals.
Hi, gals. Thanks for cheering Todd up.
Yes. Yeah. Made my day. All right. So the snow's ending this afternoon. We're going to have sunshine developing. It's actually going to be a lot nicer this afternoon. Really good. 35 to 40 degrees. So not too cold either.
Okay.
Nice one tomorrow. Mostly sunny near 40. Quiet on Saturday, but another messy storm for Sunday.
How messy is messy?
Like a couple of inches of snow, and then a little sleet, and then rain. So it'll be like sloppy and slushy, I'm thinking.
Sloppy and slushy.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be careful the way you say that.
Mm-hmm. Could end up on a button.
You could describe Wharf Street at about 1 a.m. Sloppy and slushy. Or the Navy boys on leave.
Or the Navy, right.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't even listen to your whole forecast. I was daydreaming about my time on the USS John F. Kennedy. Yeah, that was me. I was going, you guys know the village people?
Blake and Diva in the morning.